Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Howard Brodsky, the co-CEO with CCA Global. Howard, how you doing?
Good, Kemp.
Good to talk to you. I normally see you at the FCIF, the Floor Covering Industry Foundation Golf Tournament, which was held last Wednesday. Unfortunately, I was traveling. I missed it. Give us a little rundown on how the event went and how much money was raised.
Yes, it's our major fundraising event for the Floor Covering Industry Foundation. Mm-hmm. And as you know, Kemp, the Floor Covering Industry Foundation, it's one of the only two foundations in the country where an industry supports its own for people that are in catastrophic need of illnesses, disability, life-altering hardships. You know, so it's an amazing foundation. We've given back, I think it's approaching $3 million mm-hmm. to people in need, from installers to people working in factories to salespeople to distributors. Every phase of the industry is available for these funds. We've just heard amazing stories from people of how these funds have changed their life. So this is our big golf tournament
right.
that CCA puts on, and it was excellent. We have people, fortunately, participates where all the from manufacturers to wholesalers to all of our other suppliers come, and we raise net to the foundation $140,000.
I've been, like I say, many years, and that's about what it's been running. So it sounds like you filled up the number of foursomes then, didn't you?
We really did. No, we had a full day. It was a great day where people enjoy being with each other, but more than that, the uniting to do something for the industry itself and all the people, I said, that are at a time in their life when they really need the most help.
Yeah. That's the benefit of this golf tournament, is that everybody gets to catch up, spend time with one another, and then also have great calls. And like you say, the FCIF, I think the Actors Guild, and then this one we have in the flooring industry, so it's very unique for an industry to have this kind of fund.
It really is.
Just the other day, I was coming back from Aruba. There were several people that were down there for the NFA meeting. I know that was a little bit of a conflict, but there must have, some of the people who normally play must have gotten substitutions, so it doesn't sound like the golf tournament suffered. But there were people who were coming back from Aruba that were going to New York for another CCA event, right?
Yes. There's a run for America's Bravest,
yeah.
which is we help put all the flooring in for homes for people that have come back from Iraq and Afghanistan
right.
that have lost either three or four limbs. You know, in previous wars, people that had lost three or four limbs never survived. And now with advanced medical care, so the Silla Foundation is building homes for these people. They call smart homes.
Mm-hmm.
That literally, the whole home is controlled from an iPad. And the counters go up and down. The doors open and close. The lights. I mean, the entire home is controlled from an iPad, and we have seen the benefit to these young men and women, literally, that it changes their life. And so there was a major run with 40,000 people in
yeah.
New York City for the run. And I was very privileged to be able to kick off the run that they had me with Rudy Giuliani.
Yeah, and actually, I think you had several Carpet One members that made the trip and did the run. Right,
we had over 200. Yeah, no, it was really quite an event.
Uh-huh. All right. One other thing I'd like to point out, I've run into you a couple of times recently. I went to the FEI group meeting, used to be called Floor Expo, but you've written a book called The Unexpected. Give me a quick minute on that, if you would.
Sure, Kemp. Well, what I really saw is, you know, in the landscape today, from retail, but also actually all segments, you know, we live in a highly competitive field where there is almost too much of everything. You know, it's interesting, in the United States, we have 40 square feet of retail space for every person. In Europe, there's 4 square feet.
Yeah.
And in everything, you know, between the competition from Amazon, and the competition is everywhere in every place today, no matter which field you're in.
Right.
And I think that, you know, doing great customer service today is not enough. Great customer service today is the price of entry. It's not the price of winning.
Yeah.
And if you're going to really win today, I think you really have to do the unexpected. And I give a lot of stories in there about different companies and how they do it. And I think that goes to not just the customer, it also goes to your employees, because in your employees, people expect good wages, and they expect health care, they expect days off. You don't get any credit for those, and you're not going to get longevity. So I think the things you do to connect with employees that are above and beyond, of having movie days, of having, you know, the top 100 companies were in Fortune magazine, they listed in America, and Goldman Sachs was one of them, like, was number 6.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't talk about their wages or health care or anything else. What they talked about is they offered bubble tea in their break room. I didn't even know what that was. I found it afterwards. But all these special things, offering Pilates courses, offering concierge for their services for their employees to pick up things. It's doing the expected today does not win either internally or externally.
Right. You gave me a book. I understand that you say in the unexpected, it's you've got to have four elements. Is it memorable? Is it distinguishable, viral, profitable? So I'm looking forward to reading it. So if anybody, the listeners want to, you can just type Howard Brodsky's book. It comes right up. It's available on Amazon, I believe. I want to talk about that. One more quick thing. You gave a presentation. I've actually written an editorial about it because one of your associates told me you were doing this. This whole cooperative thing, this buy local, I don't want to get into too much detail. We'll run out of time, but you gave a talk at this FEI group about the strength of a cooperative and the difference between a consumer buying from a cooperative versus buying from a national retail chain. It's actually better for the local community because these cooperative members are owners and the profits stay in the marketplace. So that's a very competitive advantage for the independent retailers versus the home centers, isn't it?
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't realize the size and the scope of cooperatives, not only in the United States, but on the world. In the United States, there are 120 million members of cooperatives, and worldwide there's a billion members. Mm-hmm. And what we're trying to do is tie in all the different facets. From there are housing cooperatives, and there's worker cooperatives, and the credit unions are actually part of the cooperative system. And there's an enormous amount of retail cooperatives in all different sectors, and we're tying all these pieces in to work with each other and also to refer customers to each other. And I think it'll be a strength of all the CCA group from Carpet One and all the other member groups we have that I think it's going to give us access to a customer base that no other group can have access to.
All right, Howard, let's go back. The reason I'm talking to you today, again, kudos to the FCIF for raising $140,000 for its annual contribution to this fund. One quick last question. We met in New York in March, a year and a half ago. Is there anything on the radar for another one of those?
Yeah, we had a great gala a year and a half ago.
Right.
And it was really wonderful. It was a black tie event in New York. And, you know, I think it was one of the classy events that the industry has done. We did another one 8 years ago. So we're going to run another one. We're not going to wait that long. It's really a great time to get everybody together and also raise funds for the industry. And we'll do another one in a couple of years.
Yeah. Okay, great, Howard. We've been talking to Howard Brodsky, co-CEO with CCA Global, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaLA.net.